This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Happy Friday. It's Sarah and Vinny. Thank you for joining us on our weekly party day. It's an extra special party day today. God, we've had a couple really good Fridays. Like last weekend was Friday the 13th, and now it's 420. The stoners are out in force. Be careful on the roads. And don't drive stoned. Don't be a dummy.
A lot of police, extra police are going to be out and about today.
415 says, Sarah, you're going to get somebody killed. Tell them to eat devil dogs on 420. All these stoners with their cotton mouth, they're going to choke to death.
Oh, don't do it, guys.
The driest, most powdery chocolate you've ever eaten.
Oh, I like it.
Ugh.
All right, listen up. We got some tickets for you here. This is a very special event. It's called Big Bang Party After Dark. May 10th at the California Academy of Sciences. Party under the Academy's living roof. Dance in the silent disco in the aquarium. Awesome. And be prepared for a universe of surprises. The Big Bang event supports the Academy's mission to explore, explain, and sustain life on Earth. This is where we live. Let's, you know, make it happen. CalAcademy.org. Oh, you playing the Big Bang Theory?
Yeah.
That's funny. Big Bang, Party After Dark. Right now, call number 9-800-400-3697 wins a pair of tickets to the big event. It's really, it's 21 and up too, please. It's not for kids. This is a grown-up party, ladies and gentlemen. Celebrity Trash is brought to you by FH Daily Chevrolet and Novato Chevrolet. Get the car you want at the price you want. It's Friday, so we've got some new music out today. There's a couple things of note here. First of all, J. Cole.
Oh, yeah.
It's his fifth album. The title is K.O.D., and it stands for three things. Kids on Drugs, King Overdose, and Kill Our Demons.
Hmm.
All right.
The album was just announced earlier this week, and it's already out. Okay.
I like it.
You don't like it?
I like it better than the mumble rap stuff, but I don't know. It's just not for me, I guess.
Listen to this.
That reminds me of Tribe called Quest. That sound.
He's talking about his young fans, how influential they are, giving like advice to other rappers.
Oh. How influential other rappers are to the youth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, look.
To the fans.
It's true. Okay, another one. Give me another one.
All right.
Done with that one.
Here's the
here's a
title track.
All right. Tips. Tips, people.
Right.
Tips. I like this kid.
I don't know. He's making me quite nervous.
I can see Zet's palms sweating right now.
They are. I got the scary feeling in my palms right now. Who is this?
J. Cole.
K.O.D.
His fifth album, K.O.D. Go ahead.
One more.
Yeah, one more.
Photograph.
Is there any singing in these?
No, not really.
That's too bad.
I'm sure there are some choruses and other tracks. I didn't listen to the whole album yet. Soleil is a big fan. She walked in telling me all about it.
Oh.
I like
she it. Loved
it.
You know what I love about Soleil? Like the other day ago, did we say this on the air? We're like, hey, sing blah, blah, blah. And she just stands there and belts it out. I was like, oh, that's so great.
Yeah, she's fun.
All right, so there you go. That's J. Cole. Did you like the Blackstone Cherry?
They're all right.
All right, this is their sixth
sure
album.
Somebody loves
it's
them.
Called Family Tree. Let's listen to a little of this.
Here's Burning.
Yeah. Oh, that's pretty badass. Got like a Southern rock flavor.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Okay. That's interesting. They're like they're calling him a rock band here, but that is for sure like at that Southern bite to it.
He's got the right voice for it too.
He does.
Love
that's
it.
A growl. That's good.
Do you got one more of those? This is Blackstone Cherry and the album's Family Tree.
One more here. It's Southern Fried Feeling.
Oh, well, there you go.
What are these guys called?
Blackstone Cherry.
I have a band called Blackberry Smoke. I don't even know.
Yeah, they're not the...
That's just totally different.
Are they new or they've been around?
This is their sixth album.
Yeah.
I think that they... Maybe they're like a country rock band. Like, I don't know where you'd hear this.
It
feels like it would work on a country station. All right, up next is alt-rock band A Perfect Circle. This is
I love these guys!
I know, and this is their first album in 14 years.
Isn't that crazy?
It's their fourth album. It's called Eat the Elephant.
This song is called So Long and Thanks for All the Fish.
What?
So mellow. All right, what else? So they remind me of somebody. This
band?
Yeah.
Well,
like The Cure meets R.E.M.
They're different than Tool, but this is the lead singer of Tool.
Oh, this is his side project?
Yeah, and the weird thing about this is, so these guys, it's been 14 years since A Perfect Circle put out an album. Isn't that what you just said? Tool is finally putting out another album, or they're in the studio recording right now.
What, did he raise kids in the meantime?
All of a sudden, all this time in between, and now they both hit at once. Mm. So Tool is going to be out anytime pretty soon too.
Maybe they'll tour together.
And
that'll
they haven't had an album in 12 years.
Right. So there you go. That's A Perfect Circle. Eat the Elephant. Okay, next up is Goddamn Evil.
What? Jeez, calm down. What?
That's the name of the album by Stryper. I love Stryper. They had a couple albums in the 80s that I freaking loved.
So when you said you were going to play some songs off this, I asked you, had you heard the controversy?
No.
You said no. So the controversy is the title of the album. People who are fans of theirs feel like they must have left behind God to call an album that. And they're like, no, we're still Stryper. We love God.
Yeah, we don't like evil. Goddamn evil.
Well, that's people don't like. So there are places that are not stocking the album.
Right.
Because that normally
like, that
would
seems
sell Stryper.
Including Walmart.
Oh, well, gives them a little publicity.
Yeah, but they want to sell to the people of Walmart,
you
so
know,
it's a problem.
It's true. I mean, look, they want to sell albums, right? But I guess, and isn't Walmart like one of the last places you can actually go buy new music?
Yes.
Tomorrow, by the way, is Record Store Day. And so I have some info on that coming up in just a second. But first, we're going to listen to Christian metal band Stryper. And you know what's funny? There's if you look at some of their song titles, while Goddamn Evil is a pretty like in-your-face title, they, you know, lots of their songs do sort of a play on words like that. So what did you grab off of this?
Sticking with that theme, here's Take It to the Cross.
Oh, Take It to the Cross.
Yeah.
All right. To that voice.
Oh,
that's the part I want to hear. Is it just a sample?
Yeah.
Oh, damn it. Take it to the cross. Take it to the cross. What do you think, Komen?
I don't really feel the Holy Spirit in these guys singing. I'm never moved to raise my hands.
What about their
or
song,
say a
To
prayer.
Hell with the Devil?
Yeah, I mean, it's a mediocre idea that's executed not well.
Jesus Makes Me Want to Sing?
Let's hear that.
I haven't listened to Stryper in a long
Which one?
Time.
Isn't it Makes Me Want to Sing? Jesus Makes Me Want to Sing? He makes me want to sing? Something like that.
I'm not sure, but I pulled up the chorus that you wanted to hear, Take It to the Cross.
Oh, yeah, boy. Oh, my God. That's so dumb.
It is.
That is dumb. Oh,
we are officially out of ideas, everybody.
You're correct. Makes Me Want to Sing is Stryper. I don't see the Jesus in the title, but...
Yeah. That it? There we go. Crank it up. King. Oh, Makes Me Want to Sing. Yeah. God, I love this band. I used to have this black Camaro with tinted windows and louvers and like mirrored mud flaps, and I'd be cranking Stryper out the window.
Hey, did you listen to Wasp?
Huge hair. I did listen to some Wasp.
You did?
Yeah. But I was never a huge fan of theirs. I had friends who were really into Wasp.
Into Wasp. Did John listen to Wasp?
Mm-hmm. John liked Wasp. And
I read somewhere they threw meat at their audience when they would do shows.
Oh.
Why the hell would you do that?
Meat's expensive. Why waste it? God.
Meat. Oh.
Did you hear about that band in Australia that somebody in the band's like uncle died or brother died or something? Uh-huh. And they took they hucked the ashes off on stage. And people were like getting hit in the face with some dead guy's ashes. They were freaking out. That just reminded me
this
of
this just in. The guy from Stryper substituted for Brad Delp in Boston.
Oh, did he really?
Apparently, this is from Alan at
when they
Bananas at Large.
Or did he go and do
Sounds
guest
like it.
Vocals? Wow.
You're right about Wasp. The guy would use an axe or a chainsaw to chop up the raw meat, and then he'd throw it out into the audience.
Dear God.
And then the people that caught it would bring it back to him and say, autograph this meat for
what?
Me.
I'm going to take this rotting piece of meat home. That's disgusting. God, people have a better gimmick than that. Wasp. They have one song I like. I can't think
they
of
had
it.
A hit.
Think of it.
They did have a hit.
Yeah.
Wasp?
Yeah.
So there's most of the news. There's a live at the Fillmore East from The Who. We think that might be a streaming only. We can't find you had a hard time finding that this morning. We think that
I did,
maybe
yes.
Maybe that's part of it the record store day. So tomorrow is Record Store Day 2018. This is just artists have contributed like live stuff, stuff on vinyl, cassette even, outtakes. It's all limited release stuff, and it's only available at record stores so that people are encouraged to go and support their local record stores. And tons of people have contributed stuff. He just gave me through the C's here. AC/DC, the Allman Brothers, the B-52s, Jeff Beck, Big Audio Dynamite of all people. There's a bunch of David Bowie. Looks like Jeff Buckley. So the estates of these people, in some cases, have contributed stuff that's rare or limited edition, and you can only get it. So tomorrow, if you like record stores, go browse tomorrow because you're bound to find something kind of cool.
Fun.
Yeah.
Did you mention they're selling it via all kinds of medium?
Yes, cassettes and vinyl.
Cassettes and vinyl.
We were laughing because
cassettes.
Who's even got a cassette player anymore?
Right.
Like, I really, truly do not think I have a cassette player.
Well, we had a boombox here that was mine that I took home because it was taking up, wasting space.
And it had like an inch of dust on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't know where that is. It might be at home somewhere.
All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
A guy on meth makes the news.
Oh, great.
You know, that's always fun.
Sure.
Plus, it's Husband Appreciation Day tomorrow. I'm going to tell you all about that and more after these.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. I think we may have lost Vinny. He's in Usette Studio checking out Lady Marmalade, the video.
We're watching the video.
We had to figure it all out. So Pink
well,
it's been
so long.
It's Pink, Maya, Lil Kim, and Christina Aguilera. And the thing is produced by Missy Elliott. And she does like an intro.
She does an intro, and then about three quarters in, she comes in doing her own rap thing.
So she is on that record then. So there's the five of them.
Right.
The video is so good.
It's
so hot. Mm-hmm. And they Pink is dressed like a super tramp. She looks amazing.
They all are. They're wearing their little garters and
yeah, but Pink, it seems out of character for Pink. I don't know why. But man, you forget what an incredible singer Pink
is.
Yes, she is. I think sometimes do we forget that? She's great. She's amazing. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, we saw her do it for real here.
Oh my God. She blew our freaking doors out. She blew the windows out of the building. Mm-hmm. This part of the show is brought to you by Credit Karma. It's Friday. And it will be all day. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be summer this weekend. It's supposed to be, it's a really nice day today. And then tomorrow even hotter, like up into the 80s. So whatever you have to do to stay cool, everybody. Maybe people are going to turn their AC on for the first time. Get your truly free credit score and free credit monitoring from Credit Karma. Download the Credit Karma app today. Credit Karma, get knowing.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Bay Club. That's what I'm going to do. I'll be at the Bay Club this weekend, relaxing
cool
by the pool. Refresh your routine this season with a free 3-day pass. Visit bayclubmore.com to get started. And the perfect weather for the Bay Club this weekend, in the forecast anyway. You know, microclimates could be trouble.
That's true. If you're in the shade, you're freezing your ass off, but you know.
Look out your window first.
Right.
So this came across the desk earlier from CNN. A student was wounded and a suspect is in custody after a shooting this morning in a high school in Ocala, Florida. A student was shot in the ankle, and it doesn't look like this went on to be any bigger than that. So,
still, isn't it crazy
awful
that we're like, oh, you know, only one kid wounded. I guess it won't be in the giant news cycle.
You know what's weird that I'd forgotten all about? Because I wasn't necessarily associated with this person, but I remember in junior high, a girl had come to school with a gun and shot herself in the tummy.
Oh my God.
In the women's bathroom.
Oh my God.
And lived.
Was this pregnant? Wait, like, your high school?
This was in junior high. This was at Sierra Vista Middle School in Irvine, where I grew up.
Wow.
And so what's weird is I was thinking about how kids today are coming up with this sort of gun reality and remembered, oh, that happened in my junior high. She didn't shoot at anybody but herself, but
still, there was a shooting in your school.
Yeah. So,
Jesus.
Freaky, huh?
It's crazy how certain things, they kind of get away from you and they come back.
Well, like, I didn't know the girl.
I've known you 20-something years. This is the first I've ever
heard. And I never thought about it. And so I wasn't around at the time. I just know that it.
Well, there wasn't a 24-hour news cycle either. Right. So it wasn't, you know, like it got pounded into your head.
So anyway, here's a meth story for you.
Oh, wonderful. We love meth stories. Sure. Boy, there's plenty of those, too.
A 52-year-old guy in Pensacola, Florida, named Mark Kinney, was convinced something was moving around inside his ear on Wednesday.
Uh-oh.
It's not clear if it was a bug or nothing.
The meth.
Right.
But instead of going to the hospital like one would expect, he grabbed his gun and drove to a place that teaches people how to use ultrasound machines. Apparently, his plan was to force his way in and make one of the teachers find the bug in his ear.
The name of the place is
the Florida Institute of Ultrasound. Luckily, he never got inside. Someone who knew about the plan called the cops, and Mark was arrested outside the building when he showed up. So someone tipped them off.
Well, I've got an idea.
What is it?
I'm going to go to the Florida Institute of Ultrasound, and I'm going to make them, with this gun, look into my ear. What do you think? I'm going to leave now. Bye.
That sounds like a great idea.
Now you call 911.
He's an older man, too. He looks like a serial killer.
Well, meth will make anybody crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, and it also makes people look old, too. He's probably only 30.
It just looks 70.
Yeah. It does age you.
You know, I should have mentioned, today is 420. It's Doobie Day. So you should.
Doobie Day Friday.
Before I get to another story, it's the day everyone's going to party in the park. And someone wrote in and said the kids at UC Santa Cruz party harder than they will even in Golden Gate Park. Oh. So whatever, do your thing, everybody. Just be safe and have some fun.
Yep.
Easy skanking is what I say. And light up, everybody.
Bring your boombox and your cassettes.
Right. Oh, and the Warriors won 110-97.
Yay.
They play game four is on Sunday at 12:30. You gonna watch that?
All I can think about is it Livingston?
Yeah.
All I can think about is that video you made me watch.
I didn't make you. In fact, I told you guys not to watch it.
Can't believe you made me watch that.
He is currently, you said he sprained his ankle last night?
Yeah, but he's still good. He got back up after that.
Okay, good.
Well, listen, the guy's leg has been folded in two the wrong way. So, you know.
It's awful.
You could cut his arm off and be like, so what?
It's awful.
Oh, God.
And the fact that he made it back to play is a miracle.
Yep.
Here, so tomorrow is Husband Appreciation Day, everyone.
What do I need to do? I'll do it. I appreciate my husband so much.
Absolutely. Mm. Every day.
Yeah, I know. I try to like make him feel good every day.
Do all the stuff then.
I do that today. Today's our day.
Oh, today's the day?
Friday is the day. Yeah. I mean, if something happens tomorrow, I'm down with that. But...
Is that before or after the edible purchase?
Oh, it's usually in the afternoon. So I don't know. It depends when we go.
So you guys going to get all high?
Yeah, get all high and do it. That's fun.
I don't do it. I can't. I'm not going to. No, I can't.
Just do it.
Well, I'm going to do it, but I'm not going to do the.
You're not going to eat anything?
I'm not going to do any weed or anything. I'm telling you, it's just not for me. I wish it was. I've been trying. It just isn't.
Maybe you. All right. Anyway. Here are some of the things that people appreciate about their husbands. He's a hard worker.
Yeah.
I can be myself around him.
Yep.
He makes me laugh. He's smart. He's supportive. He's a good dad. Mm. He's sexy.
Mm-hmm.
He does the dishes.
Mm.
He's good with money, and he buys me things.
Well, no.
How about I like his friends, and I'm going to let him keep his friends?
Yeah, nah. I'm down with that.
No, I'm not down with that.
He's got some cute friends. Nah. He's got this one guy that's a real problem, though.
Who?
Dude's a drunk.
Who?
This guy, I'm not going to say.
Oh, really?
Say the guy's name.
I thought you were talking about Pat. I'm like,
no,
Pat?
Pat's not drunk.
Pat's one of his best friends, though, right?
Yeah. He can keep Pat. It's this other guy. He's one of the guys on the softball team. He's always telling me stories. I'm like, holy crap. I don't know if you should hang out with that guy. Yeah. It's like a terrible influence.
Hooman, I just remembered something. Just so you know, one of the guys I got rid of from John's friends,
yeah,
he put a move on me one time.
Like, what did he do? Did he accidentally brush your butt with the back?
He pulled me close to him and wanted to kiss me.
Ah!
And then what happened?
And then she said, you got to break up with that friend.
I said he had to go.
Good for you.
Was he drunk?
Maybe buzzed.
Did his lips touch your lips?
No.
Did you have to pull your head back out of the way?
Yeah.
Did he get your cheek? What did he get?
No, he didn't. I don't think his lips touched mine. Or touched body. My body.
He just touched my body.
A guy pulls you, or someone pulls you closer from the back. You go that way.
Then what happened?
And I told him to leave. That was it. And then I told John the next morning.
Did he hot dog you?
What does that mean?
I don't know what that means.
Something between the buns.
Did I feel anything?
Yeah.
No. Huh.
Did he grab your butt with his hand?
What are you doing?
What's going on?
I don't know.
Just came to sit next to me.
He's sitting right next to you.
I know.
Come over here.
He wants me to turn off my mic. I'll be right back.
Oh. Something's going on. All right. How about a fast fact?
I love fast facts, Vincent. You know that. Fast facts.
The fake money used in...
Fast facts.
The fake money used in Rush Hour 2 looked so real that some extras tried to spend it, and the Secret Service wound up raiding the prop company that made it, seizing the money, and accusing the company of counterfeiting.
Oh, man.
Rush Hour 2, everyone. The highest grossing actor of all time is...
The highest grossing actor of all time. Is this just that his movies have made the most money?
Yes.
Harrison Ford.
Who, man?
Tom Cruise.
The highest grossing actor of all time. And do not look on your
Robert
Google
Downey
A.
Jr.
Nope. It's Stan Lee. Thanks to his cameos in every Marvel movie.
So he's considered an actor?
Yep.
He was great in Deadpool.
Was he? What did he do in that?
He's the DJ at the strip joint.
Oh, I don't remember that at all.
Welcome.
I'm going to watch that one again before I watch Deadpool 2.
Deadpool 2 really gets comic universe, though.
Oh, so you're saying I won't like it?
So Deadpool, in this version, is part of a group called X-Force. And X-Force... in the comics, ultimately fights X-Men.
I love when Hooman kind of buckles down to tell us all about the comic book universe. I like that. So, you're actually still like, oh, I got to tell these stupid people about this awesome stuff.
He's assembling X-Force in this one.
It's a big deal. All right. Well, I'm looking forward to it. I hope it's just as funny and good and action-packed as the first one.
Oh, it will be.
Oh, it will be. Good to know.
Is that Marvel or DC?
That's Marvel. Okay. Sorry.
Of course it is, because Stan Lee's in it, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Have you ever tried to buy a website and it was already taken?
Yes.
And then the next thing from your, desired website name is you could go .net or .biz.
Yeah, or .tv.
Right. But for some reason, people have not taken to those the way everyone expected.
Yeah, .net is acceptable.
It's not. Is it, though?
It is. Like, you hear, .net. But for the most part, what you want is a .com.
Well, I always feel, this is my own personal thought, aside from the story. I always feel like even if the .com's taken, anything you do on .net is going to get business to .com because that's people's first default.
Right. Absolutely.
So if I'm, whatever. Underwear.net. Underwear.com is going to get all my business.
Mm-hmm.
Is
there an underwear.net?
I don't know what it is. You know what I mean?
I do.
I would be worried man.
Isn't that funny, though? It's definitely true that the preference is that you get a .com.
14% of us don't trust websites that end in .net.
Oh.
And it goes up from there for .info, .co, and .tv websites. People didn't even know what .io means.
Never even heard of it.
.biz and .mobi, which stands for mobile.
There should be a .. www.radioalice..
What is that called again?
Ellipses.
Yeah.
Just .. Just .. The .. And then spell out ..
There's no underwear.com or .net.
What?
Oh.
I know.
Try and buy it.
Crazy. Okay, I'm trying to buy it.
Look at underpants, too. That's a good one.
I was thinking I better buy furburger.com quickly because
that's already gone. Come on.
What?
Someone
porn. Said there's a restaurant back east somewhere. I forget where that's named Furburger.
Oh, wow.
Oh, really?
Oh, so they've got my website? Well, great. Probably. I wonder what they're going to charge me for it. Super.
There's no underwear.net, but there's underpants.com, and that looks like a porn site.
Oh, underpants.
Underpants.
Burger.com.
Don't.
Hey, listen, this is our next thing. Thinking, looking, is for sale.
Really?
Furburger.com is for sale.
Buy it, Vinny.
What's that? Oh, they want to charge me $1,300 bucks for it.
Oh, so they own it.
Apparently.
Right. That's not so bad.
Yeah, underwear.com is taken too, but they just aren't doing anything with it.
For a
well,
burger.
That's, you know, when we got Slappy, somebody else owned it. And we were like, give you $800. He goes, all right.
Oh, you didn't pay $1,200 or $1,300?
No.
But that was a long time ago.
It was. We've had it for a long time. We haven't done anything with it, but maybe someday we will. And somebody offered us some good money for it a few years
ago. Oh.
Yeah. I was like,
so you're holding out.
Holding on to it.
Good for you.
Well, listen, Slappies are, you know.
Is a what?
It's our thing.
It's a brand.
It is a brand.
Right.
Slappy.
That's the band that you, 15 names ago.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Yep.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. I'm dying watching Sarah dance on one side of the looking glass while Vinny has his head down on a device on the other side.
When did that happen?
Probably doing new music.
Oh.
Were you dancing?
I don't recall that. The only thing I danced to today was some song we were playing.
No, you were dancing to Ariana's song.
Oh, I was dancing.
When it kicked
That's
in,
right.
Yeah,
that is right. I was
hard.
Dancing to that.
Mm-hmm.
I liked it.
She's good. That one, Problem, is good. And then there's another song on there that's just like, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Just pop gold.
She's a great singer, too. She actually
makes me feel like an heiress woman. Something about some.
Oh, goodness.
There's one that my kid just goes, this one.
I love this.
This is the one.
I don't wanna.
How does she dance, Vinny?
She just goes crazy. She's just into. She's a little girl.
She's jumping up.
Yeah, she's
totally
around. Into it. And she also takes ballet, so she does weird little leg kicks. Yes.
Ah, feels good.
This girl might make it.
Yeah, she's got potential.
It's Pink on that Lady Marmalade song, Christina on it too, but that part you played was Pink.
Yeah, when we watched it back, I'm like, oh yeah, I totally forgotten Pink was on there.
That's Pink?
No, that was Christina. C'est soi.
Ben hit it right on the head. That new J. Cole sounds like Tribe. Love it. Tribe Called Quest. There was just that sound in the background that I was super recognizable. That's fun to hear songs that are just like explosion. Like that's really.
Yeah. So good.
Topping.
Yeah.
I just saw a Perfect Circle at San Jose State University on Wednesday night. Maynard still sounds amazing. James Iha from the Smashing Pumpkins is part of the band.
Oh, funny.
But wasn't there because it's announced that he is part of the Smashing Pumpkins reunion tour. It's so weird. All these bands, I'm telling you, Tool and Perfect Circle happen. They decide at the same time
it's just
to
like incest. Everybody's trading band people. When I'm off tour, I'll jump in your band. Sorry, I can't be in your band.
You guys haven't done
band.
Anything for 10 years.
And now they're all 14 or something.
Yeah, all
it's crazy.
Once.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back. You can finish up the text, and we'll get someone qualified for Hawaii.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.